Okay, there we are. That's a theme from Pulp Fiction. We heavily edited the beginning of that track because there was some really meaty language at the beginning, but that's not what we're about. So we're here till 1 o'clock with the Lunchtime Social Debate. We're going to be joined by Brandon Langdon in a moment. We're going to be talking movies that you can watch over and over again, and also those television programmes that you can watch over and over again as well. I know that my wife would watch Pulp Fiction over and over if she could. And I think I've only watched it once, maybe, you know, twice at a pinch, but I may have been under the influence of alcohol at the time. Now, I can honestly say that the Grease films, and I didn't actually see Grease when it first came out in 1978, wasn't it? And then there was Grease 2 that came out in 1982, which was dreadful, but I did go to the cinema and watch that. And it was the most awful film that I've ever seen. But Grease, I think I've only ever seen it once, maybe twice, all the way through. But I've watched it bits and bits and pieces of it many, many times. And it is one of those films you could just watch 10 minutes of. A bit like Dirty Dancing, actually. Although we haven't watched that all the way through for a while. And they say it's guaranteed to put the love back into your life. May give it a go over the weekend, you never know. I'll let you know how it goes. It's 7 minutes after 12. If you want to give us a call, you can. 240666. 240666 is the number. And what we're going to do, we're going to get Brandon in a mo. But here's something that I... Because I predominantly... TV programmes... most people, if you're going to watch something over and over again, it's going to be a comedy because it'll make you laugh, and that's why you want to watch it. But this to me is something that I could see, and I've seen this about three or four times, and I'm guaranteed going to watch it again by the end of the year for sure. This is just a wonderful program.
My name is Sam Tyler. I had an accident and I woke up in 1973. Am I mad, in a coma, or back in time? Whatever's happened, it's like I've landed on a different planet. Now maybe if I can work out the reason, I can get home.
Sure, I just love that series. That is just a wonderful series. That's John Sims, and he was Sam Tyler... Ashes to Ashes, Gene Hunt, who stole the show. Gene Hunt was just brilliant. If there's,
he was the bad cop, wasn't he? He was the good cop, bad cop. He was the bad cop, wasn't he?
You're right, sugar. You're right, darling.
That kind of character.
There's so many Gene Hunt quotes.
Yeah.
Most of which you can't actually read out.
Yeah, I was about to say one of them.
I always remember one where he was some kids that said, they wanted to look after his car.
Yeah.
Keep watching on your car.
Yeah, he's got his red car.
Basically, he said to them, if you anything happens to my car, I'll come around and stomp on your toys. It was just, there's lots of quotes from Gene Hunt. I'm going to pull them up in a minute because some you can actually read out, some you can't. But it was there was one where they were doing a stakeout.
Yeah.
And they were in this van, and they were in this van for a period of time, and one of the guys is actually broken wind.
Yeah.
And he turned to him and he said, blimey, mate, what have you been eating, chappy?
Yeah.
So that's one programme that I could watch over and over again.
Yeah,
and
then Ashes
to Ashes and Life on Mars as well. I think a great, great series. Obviously, there's a lot of difference between them. Music was different because it was 10 years apart, although they were only a few years apart making them.
Yeah, well, it was an 80s kind of mix-up, wasn't it? Because some of them was more electro with the guitaring and the piano guitar, and the other one's a bit more rocky, isn't it?
Well, that was from the glam rock era, so they did a lot of things like The Sweet and David Bowie and things like that. Yeah. But they're two programmes that I could watch over and over again. I was really disappointed when they didn't take it any further, because they got a... Like Blackadder... And also, there was another programme that's similar to Blackadder, where they would take things back in time.
Yeah.
What's the one with the time traveller? Rodney Trotter, Nick Lindus was in. Goodnight Sweetheart.
Was it Goodnight Sweetheart?
Goodnight Sweetheart. Goodnight Sweetheart. Yeah. He lived in today's world, but he went back to the wartime.
Oh, okay.
And they could have taken that anywhere.
Yeah.
And they didn't. And they flogged a dead horse. And there's about seven series of going back in to the same old time. When they could have done, you know, different times. And he could have gone back to the 1800s. He could have gone back to Henry VIII's time. He could have gone...
You could have done loads of something like that. Time travel just unlocks everything.
It does.
Yeah.
And I'm really surprised that they didn't take that any further. But Life on Mars, Ashes to Ashes, two programmes that I could watch over and over again. We'll get your choice in a moment. The phone is ringing. Hi, who's this? Hello? Okay.
Silence.
Silence. So, go on, what programmes would you... Because you watch over and over again.
Well, I've got films and programmes. One of the main ones that I'd say you could watch over and over again was Heroes. And I have got Ashes to Ashes on that as well.
Heroes.
Do you ever watch Heroes?
No.
It was basically about a bunch of superheroes who were normal people, and then one day an eclipse happens, and some of them start gaining superpowers. And it was just, there was so much that was going on, you know, characters that were evil and, like, you know, wanted to gain more power. Some people wanted to obviously protect the weak and, you know, be a superhero like Superman or, you know, Batman and etc. But some of the enemies in that was really good. Like, one of them was called Siler, and his ability was he could control blood.
Right.
So if he wanted to, you know, cut you in half, he easily could with just his finger. And what he did is he started going around collecting powers off of other people through, you know, that feed. Because he's basically a psychopath, but, like, he hears two voices. And eventually he became kind of really smart, super intelligent. He could change his ability, what he looked like. He couldn't die because he got the cheerleader, and she was this girl who just gets the ability not to die. She jumps off a building, breaks all her bones, obviously, in her ribs and her spine. She just clicks back to normal and just like, whoa! You know, that kind of really... It's a really smart program.
And that's Heroes.
Heroes, yeah. Heroes. It's been cancelled, but apparently it's coming back.
Do you watch it? Is that one of the, you watch it over and over again?
I could watch it over and over again, even though I know what happens and the main plot line, but you forget it. You know what I'm saying? If it's one of the ones that you could go back and watch over and over again, definitely.
See, some people have actually put on their... Gene from Shanklin has put the Italian Job.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I've always said The Italian Job is a wonderful film. It really is. But
you
only
see the ending, yeah.
You only need to see it once because you know that bus is... That coach is going to be dangling off a cliff and they don't get their money.
That's the old Italian Job, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was really annoyed when I watched that film because it was on. I was kind of like, oh, I've seen the new one. I've not seen the old one. What happens? And how it ended was like, oh, my God.
They just left it like that.
They left it like that. You just... They could get it, but if they do, they die. But if they get out, it's going to fall down anyway.
But you're going to remember that.
Yeah.
How does this end? Well, it's obvious. It's a bit like the Titanic. The thing sinks. So I've never seen that more than once.
Yeah.
The only bits that you'd like to see again and again is the lady when she's being drawn. Kate Winslet. But that's another matter altogether.
Ah, one, it's a good film series. James Bond. I can watch all the James Bonds over and over again. They're
James
so good.
Bond.
Well, they're a series, aren't they? But they're a series of films.
Yeah, James Bond theme. That's a good... Absolutely. That's one of the things that is probably the best about, most memorable thing about James Bond, isn't it?
It's the actors as well. Every single one of them has been good. Except from the guy who was in, like, two of them. I forgot his name. He was in... Love the guitaring. Amazing.
Yeah.
And he walks across the screen, doesn't he? With a barrel on him.
Yeah. Nothing's really changed in X amount of years.
Believe it or not, jumping off of films for a sec, I recently got out an old Super Nintendo. You know what a Super Nintendo is?
Of course I know what a Super Nintendo is.
I found the James Bond game to it. It was so good. GoldenEye, the one with Pierce Brosnan in it. So good. I played it, and when the music started, it's like, oh my God, childhood memories.
who was your favourite James Bond then? Would it be him?
I'd say Pierce Brosnan, yeah, because he had the look, and the author himself described Pierce Brosnan as, you know, the closest looking James Bond.
Mm.
But the best actor, I'd say, was Sean Connery. He had the voice. Yes. James. Name's James. James Bond. And you also had Roger Moore, and he had the good style. He had the kind of... It was just how he was so, well, I would say sexually, you know, like, everyone. He had the style, and he worked really well with the curves, and how he was, hey, James Bond. He's just... Oh, actors, they're amazing.
Do you remember that was the saying, my name is Bond, James Bond, and all that. There was an album by a band called Musical Youth, and they were a bunch of kids. And, and one of their songs was, it starts off with them saying, my name is Bond, Brooke Bond. have a guess how many films there were.
It's about 30, isn't there? It's around about 30, 20.
Let's see, there's Dr. No.
Yeah.
From Russia with Love, yeah. Goldfinger, yeah. Thunderball.
Mm-hmm.
You Only Live Twice, it's five. On Her Majesty's Secret Service, Diamonds Are Forever, Live and Let Die. We'll get there. Man with the Gun, Golden Gun. There's For Your Eyes Only, Octopussy, Never Say Never Again, A View to a Kill, Living Daylights, License to Kill, which is what's his face? It was in the one with the dimple.
He was only on it for two, I think, or for that one. He was okay, but he was not Bond material.
No, he's in Penny Dreadful at the moment. Golden Eye, Tomorrow Never Comes, World Is Not Enough, Die Another Day, Casino Royale. Quantum of Solace and Skyfall.
Yeah.
And there is another one coming out. Is it out now? Is it out already, Spectre?
No, that's in the making.
Later this year.
Yeah.
So there's 30 plus there.
Yeah, there's about 20, 30, but it's... I don't like Daniel Craig. What's his name?
Daniel Craig,
yeah, I thought it was. He's blonde, and he's really angry all the time, and it's like, James Bond isn't meant to be like that. He's not meant to be guns blazing with a UMP-45. He's meant to be going in with that tiny little hand pistol and uses his wits and his gadgets and his tools, not... Dak, kill everything, and then get angry, and then, oh, there's a chick, let's take her off her feet, let's carry on. I could watch all of them films over and over.
What about this one?
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. How many Rocky films were there?
Five, wasn't there? Rocky, Rocky 2, Rocky 3, Rocky 4, Rocky Balboa. Dun, dun, dun.
I must admit, I didn't really... The first two were a bit dark, and they did win awards, but 3 and 4, I didn't see 5.
Rocky Balboa is really... it's basically, they put Rocky Balboa at his youth, like a computer-generated thing. These guys test it. The latest, the newest world record person and, heavyweight champion and Rocky, they computerize them together and have a fight, and apparently Rocky wins. And Matey challenges Rocky to say, why don't we do it now? And it's they have a fight. And Rocky, I think, only just loses, I think.
Right.
I can't remember. It's been ages. But it wasn't an amazing film. It was good, but it was he's an old guy, just leave him now. He's done his time.
Well, the reason why we're playing is because it's Maxine's film, Maxine's choice of a film that she would watch over and over again, and she could watch all of them over and over again. Doyley's been in touch, and he says, Only Fools, which is a fantastic program.
I agree.
I've lost count of how many times I've watched Only Fools and Horses all the way through, from one episode one right to the very end.
Yeah. And I've got to be wee and airs.
I've got to be honest, there's not one episode that I can say that is my absolute favourite. Because you say that, and then you think, oh no, I've just remembered that one. I love that one as well. Fawlty Towers, which I never really got into.
I watched a couple of them, but I never really got into it either.
Friends. A couple of people have mentioned Friends.
I liked Friends, but it was a bit too
twee.
It tries to be teenage, it tries to be hip, but then it's just old people, it feels. But then
old people.
But it is good. I do like Friends. It's got that classy kind of drama in it. How they're always just sat in the cafeteria, and what's it called, New York Caf, and it's an actual place, and it is very down to earth. It's good.
Cheryl's been in touch. Cheryl Warren, nice to know you're out there, Cheryl, but she's gone for Fraser. Now, I've got to be honest with you, I don't recall. Fraser some old bloke?
Yeah, he's got his dad, and I think he's got a gay brother, I think it is, and it's like he just moans about everything.
Right.
Sorry, he moans about everything.
I've never actually, sat down and watched it. I think I can visualise him.
Imagine a witty old man that just hates everything. That's what he's like. He's got a gay brother and he's just about everything.
I can't even... Fawlty Towers, by the way. The one thing I liked about Fawlty Towers is there were only 12 episodes, but what they used to do was that they used to have the sign outside saying Fawlty Towers.
Yeah.
And every week it would say something completely different. The A would fall off and they'd call it Fatty Towers It was really, really clever. And obviously, it was cult following. Lots of people watched it. But it's one of those things you either love it or you absolutely detest it. And I couldn't get into it. I thought it was just a silly programme, to be honest. Anne Hawkins says Dinner Ladies. Do you remember Dinner Ladies?
Dinner Ladies. Yeah, I swear I remember. Yeah. I can remember that being a thing. It wasn't for me, that was for my mum more.
Yeah, it probably would have been. Dinner Ladies, it kind of... Let me just look up, see if... let's see if I can play this theme here. This is the Fraser thing.
Yeah. It's like, it's quite classy, jazzy.
Yeah. It's probably better than the actual programme itself.
Probably.
And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe. But I got you pegged.
All right,
but I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
I'm liking that. I might give that a go, actually.
But he is. He's just a classy man who just, he just has witty comments for everything. Another one that would probably pop up is Big Bang Theory. Loads of people like that.
Yeah.
I'm not one for it. My stepdad got into it, but I never really got into it myself. You kind of have to watch the start and learn the characters to know what they're like.
It's really funny. You mentioned that the Big Bang Theory, yeah. and that's another program that Maxine would watch, and you know, which is strange because she's like into her 60s now. Strange that that's the sort of programs that she would watch. Who's in the Dinner Ladies? Well, Victoria Wood was in the Dinner Ladies.
Victoria Wood.
Also, a lady that we were talking about the other day from the Isle of Wight, Celia Imrie.
Yeah, Celia Imrie.
She was in Dinner Ladies, as well as Maxine Peake. Now, Maxine Peake was in a programme very recently where she played a brief, and she was brilliant in that.
Mm.
And I think they've stopped making them now. Also, Julie Walters. Julie Walters was in that programme, along with Thelma Barlow. Now, Thelma Barlow, more famously known as the lady that was in Coronation Street.
Oh, right.
And there used to be a quote from her that says, "I don't really know Rita," and that's what she used to say.
Yeah.
What else have we got here? Keith says, "Close Encounters of the Third Kind." Is that the one that goes, do-do-do-do-do?
I swear I've watched a couple of them.
You're always swearing, aren't you?
I am swearing.
But you don't swear.
I'm terrible, yeah.
I've got to look that up now, because...
The thing is, I'm not really much of a TV person. I mean, I watch a couple with my mum every so often, and we both get into something. One of them was Spartacus. Love that. That's a TV
program. I'm Spartacus. Is that the original?
No, not that. No, I'm talking the TV program, the one that was on Sky.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And was it Sky? Yeah, it was. I think it was
Sky. See, I can watch that over and over again.
It was really good. It was really brutal. It's just how they just so such simple English, and just how it always involved lower parts and blood, and just it was really simple.
Lower parts, all right.
Yeah.
You mean a bit like Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones, yeah.
Game of Thrones is something. I love Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Do you know my favourite character in the Game of Thrones?
Who?
Is the little dwarf fellow?
Oh yeah, the little.
Do you call
the
him dwarves?
King. Yeah, yeah. He's a hobbit almost. He's almost a hobbit. Yeah.
Oh, he is the funniest thing about it. He really is.
I like the guy who got his hand chopped off, and he was like the world famous fencer, or like, you know, he's the best swordsman, and then they cut off his hand. He just kind of went, okay, just switched it and just learned that one. It's like, yes.
What have we got here? Keith says, yeah, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Is that the one that goes do 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 do? Anyway, there's a bit of music from it. Helen Carey says, Monty Python.
Oh, yeah, Monty Python.
Monty Python, Holy Grail.
Yeah, Holy Grail.
Passport to Pimlico.
I'd say Now for Something Completely Different was a good one. Because that was hilarious. It was just random.
And Now for Something... Yeah,
yeah.
No. Was that a film or a TV programme?
They're considered films, but I swear they did have a TV programme, didn't they? They had Monty Python as a programme. And some of the sketches from that were put into the film.
Okay.
I love Now for Something Completely Different. Here is a bush, and here we find Ray sitting behind the bush. Now we find two bushes.
See, I never found that funny.
Would you please stand up? What you're not meant to do is stand up. Now for something completely different. Hi, my name's Waterson, and I'm living in this river. Now for something completely different. Just what?
Just crazy. I the Holy Grail, I'm pretty sure Monty Python Holy Grail, we went out and bought it on DVD because my wife
so
is
good.
A huge fan of Monty Python. We put it on and I almost fell asleep.
It's brilliant.
I just thought it was
you
so
ever
dull.
Seen the Black Knight fighting Matey?
No.
You can't fight, you've got your arm missing. It's only a flesh wound. Come here. You've lost the leg. It's all right, I'll still kick you. All right. Now you've got nothing. Come here. I'll gnaw out your eyes.
Do you know what? I'm tempted to go over and watch that
now. It's really good. We are the knights that say, no.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail, Passport to Pimlico. Sound of Music, says Helen, isn't it? There's a variety there.
Sound of Music.
Steptoe and Son as well. I love Steptoe and Son.
I've never seen that.
I could watch it over and over again. It's about a father and son. They are, what would they call them? They're rag and bone men.
Yeah.
And it's based in the 60s. It carried on into the 70s. They made a couple of movies, but it's just basically them and how they get on. And the old man don't ever want the son to leave him, so he always stands in the way or ruins it for him.
Oh, right.
And it's just... That's the story most weeks.
Talking about duos, Laurel and Hardy. even though it's black and white, I will always watch it because it's just brilliant.
So you could watch it over and over
again. Dum 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 and he has that horn thing, doesn't he? Have problems with it because they worked in a horn factory. Can you stop that?
Helen also says Steptoe and Son, Fawlty Towers, and Carry On.
Oh, Carry On.
Carry On films.
Oh, they're brilliant, they are.
I love Carry On films. I mean, how many Carry On films do you reckon they made? I mean,
there's easily over 16. I know that for a fact. It must be easily over 16.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, Carry On Flying. I swear that was one of them, wasn't
it? Go on, stop swearing. Carry On, have a guess. How many Carry On films? I've got them here in front of me.
I'd say 16, 16 to 20.
Oh, crikey, no. I've got 30 DVDs of Carry
really?
On films at home.
Well,
yeah.
50 then.
Me and my son used to watch them. We still do, actually.
Now I remember the Halloween one, because that chicken, it was really hot. The vampire woman.
First one they made was 1968. It was Carry On Up the Khyber.
Carry On Up the Khyber.
Carry On Doctor. Carry On Cleo. Carry On Camping. That's the one where Barbara Windsor was doing the exercise and her bra came off. Carry On Abroad. Carry On Again, Doctor. Carry On Screaming. That was the one where they, I think it was
they
a Frankenstein.
Went to dentist, didn't they?
It's a Frankenstein rip-off, and I think the guy from Steptoe and Son was in that and got paid the most amount of money that anybody got from a Carry On film. I think it was about £2,000. Carry On Nurse. Carry On Sergeant. Carry On Dick. I've always wondered what Carry On Dick was all about. It wasn't about what I thought it was about. do you know what? I can't remember.
Yeah, I definitely remember.
They must have made more Carry On films before the 1960s. Here they go. They're not in order. They're not in order. They're in alphabetical order. So you've got Carry On Broad, Carry On Abroad, Carry On Nurse, Carry On Sergeant, Carry On Dick, Carry On Behind, Carry On Emmanuel. That was a naughty one. Carry On Cabby. Where the ladies and men went to war in the I could watch this over and over again.
I never really got into Carry On, but I did watch a couple.
Carry On Up the Jungle.
I've heard that one.
That was
with
Terry Scott.
Yeah.
Carry On Girls. Carry On Constable. Carry On Cowboy, which is the one that, probably the least one that I've watched. Carry On Cowboy. There was Carry On Matron. Carry On Cruising. Carry On at Your Convenience. That's the one where they had the the bloke was always pulling them out on strike, and they had I think it was a bloke called Bog that used to own his own factory and they used to make toilets.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that was the story. Carry On England, Carry On Follow That Camel, Carry On Loving, Carry On Spying, Carry On Jack, Carry On Regardless, Carry On Henry. Carry On Teacher. I've got to be honest, I don't think I've seen that one. 1959, oh, Carry On Teacher. Carry On Don't Lose Your Head, and That's a Carry On, which was like a spin-off of loads of them. So there were around 30-odd movies, and they used to get paid a pittance, but every now and again, almost every year, they would make a Carry On film.
Yeah, they usually play one every so often as well, on Sky and such.
I would imagine somewhere on the TV there'll be a Carry On film at some point this weekend, being a bank holiday weekend. What else have we got here? Carol Gibbon says Drop Dead Fred.
Oh, Drop Dead Fred. Dog poo, smelly, smelly dog poo.
That's Rick Mayall, isn't it?
Yeah, Rick Mayall.
And sadly, Rick Mayall's no longer with us.
It's so sad when he passed away. It's so sad.
He's so funny.
He was hilarious. What's the other one he was in with the bold guy? They keep him bullying each other.
Oh, that was Bottom.
Yeah, that was it, Bottom. And they also got, what's it called, Young Ones.
You stand for El Presidente.
Do you know what? The young Ones was way ahead of its time. They only made, again, I think 12, 13 episodes, and then they made about three series of Bottom.
Yeah.
And I can honestly say that I've lost count of how many times I've seen all their episodes. The episodes are just absolutely brilliant. And it was just one of those things, sometimes you only need to watch 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
And you're into
it. Yeah, makes you giggle.
It's one of those things that you don't need to see it all the way through sometimes. What else have we got? Gene Taylor says The Italian Job, but the original. Got to be the original. Georgina Lucas says Gavin and Stacey.
Oh, Gavin and Stacey. My mum's been getting into that recently.
I've seen it a few times.
Yeah.
Have you seen it a few times?
Yeah, I have. It's the one where he asks him to be his best man. He's like, just gives him a hug. It's just like, okay.
Do you know what's really, when you go back and you watch some of these programmes that are now quite a few years old.
Yeah.
you see the amount of people that have either made it or not.
Yeah.
People that have been left behind. And one of the people that was in that programme, Gavin and Stacey,
yeah,
there's a lady called Sheridan Smith, and she plays Smithy's sister.
Yeah.
And she's got like a bit part play part in it. And
oh, isn't she the one that tries to copy everything he does?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen
and
that,
she's
yeah.
a real pain in the backside. When you look at her doing that, it's hard to see how she's gone from that to playing serious roles, and now she's like a serious actress. Everything I've seen her in recently has been absolutely superb, top-notch. Yeah. But it's hard to see how she got from that to that. Where she is now. Because when she's in... She was in another programme as well. Is it something about a sandwich, two packets of crisps and a sandwich, or two packets of crisps and a pint of lager or something.
That was now on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it would be
she
on
was
Comedy
in that.
Central.
She was dreadful in that as well. But Jeff Anderson says, this particular theme tune, do you remember? Can you tell me what this particular tune is? Let's see if we can cue it up here and give it a play. This is the one that Jeff Anderson likes.
Idea.
Do you know what it
is? It on the green grass or something like that?
The bit of music's great. The bit of music is absolutely great. I love the bit of music, but I think it's Mike Post. The programme, yeah, I've heard of it. Wouldn't know who was in it. Jeff says Hill Street Blues. That's what this is, Hill Street Blues.
No, I've never heard of Hill Street Blues.
Which doesn't do anything for me, but there's I wanted to do some of these earlier on, the Gene Huntisms.
Gene Huntisms.
If that's the, there's...
I was about to say, because there's so many that I remember now as well. It's like, it all comes back to mind. Midsummer Murders. Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, I couldn't watch that over and over again.
I used to just love it because it was like... When I was younger, I used to be really like, wow, how did... Oh, he did it like that, doing that. Now it's kind of like, I know how they did that. I would think like that. as you were saying with Bex a couple of lunchtime social debates ago, you were saying, you've got to think about it sometimes, don't you?
Yeah.
How'd you kill someone? Well, kill them with an ice pick. That's the best way because, for one, the weapon's gone because it melts. Your fingerprints aren't there, and all that's left is a hole in Matey's head.
God, you're a street ahead of everyone else, aren't you?
Bex had a good idea when she said ice pick. I was going to say, that's a good one.
Yeah.
The bit of meat, I wouldn't say, because then you've got to eat it, and it's, you don't want blood or anything
on
that.
Not sure about that, eh? So yeah. A couple of Gene Huntisms, though, the ones that you can read out. Hunt says, take that seatbelt off, you're a police officer, not a vicar. Gene Hunt smashes doors. Hang on. Hunt says Gene Hunt smashes doors down. He does not pick girly locks.
Yeah.
I like that. I remember the scene that was from as well. What I call a dream involves Diana Dawes and a bottle of chip oil. Hunt to a female police officer. Listen, love, how about you to take me some Garibaldi biscuits to go with this cuppa? Now is not the time to have a one-night stand with your conscience. What else have we got here? Suspect. I want a lawyer. Hunt. I want to hump Britt Eklund. What are we going to do? do you know what? This sells it to me. I've got to go over and watch these. They are
brilliant.
so funny. I'm Gene Hunt, you're DCI, and it's 1973, nearly dinner time. I'm having oops. You're nicked for the murder of Delphine Parks, the rape and attempted murder of Nina Arakaboba. Anything you say will be taken down, ripped up and shoved down your scrawny little throat until you've choked to death. How funny is that? Honestly, that sold it to me.
Yeah, he's the bad cop, isn't he? You got the good cop, you got the bad cop.
Yeah.
He lives by the rules, but he don't have to abide by the rules.
Ah, wonderful. 10 best Gene Hunt quotes. He was obviously famous for fire up the quattro.
Yeah.
And I'll come round and stomp on your toys. And there was an episode where they were going through Blue Peter, the Blue Peter, Blue Peter Garden.
Yeah.
And they mashed up all the plants in it because they was chasing some villain across it, and it ended up in the news. Oh, it's hilarious. It's brilliant. Priceless. Absolutely priceless. What else have we got here? Richard Reese says Pulp Fiction. Adam Summers says Friends. How many episodes do you reckon of Friends there've been?
Oh, there's been loads of series. There's been over like 7 series, isn't there? 8? No, there'd be more than that.
Do you know what? I reckon I've watched Friends quite a lot of times, but I've never actually watched an episode all the way through.
Yeah, I'm like that. I either see halfway through it and I sit down and watch it till the end, or, you know, I'm at the beginning, I watch halfway and then just get up and walk off at something. Yeah.
Okay, so how many Friends episodes do you reckon? It started in 1994 and finished in... I didn't realise it finished 11 years ago.
Yeah, it finished a while ago.
2004 it finished, so we're talking 11 years. The main characters were lovely Jennifer Aniston, there was Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, David Schwimmer.
I love David Schwimmer. He's
Matthew
brilliant.
Perry. He's a good actor as
he's
well.
He's really good. He played, was it the giraffe in Madagascar?
That's a film I could watch over and over again.
That is a good film, yeah.
And any of the Ice Age films, I could watch that over and
Ice
over
Age.
Again.
Do you want to know how I turned a T-Rex into a T-Rachel with just a rusty clam? And just like, oh.
So you've not seen that film then?
No, I've seen it. I have seen it. I love that. I love
There's
Age.
Joey. There's, oh,
I love
crikey,
Joey.
That was a
Joey's
spin-off.
Joey's brilliant.
He had a spin-off show then, Joey.
Did he?
Yeah, called Joey, funny enough. 236 episodes of Friends.
236.
I've never seen any of them all the way through, but I have seen a lot of them, like for, you know, 5-10 minutes.
One that's always confused me, and I feel like I'll be saying it right here, Indiana Jones. I swear that was a series, wasn't it?
Indiana Jones, it was about 3 or 4.
No, because there were the films, but I swear there was a series as well. Like the young Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Because there was one where he was in Africa and he had a young friend and he was young as well and he was adventuring around stealing old...
Wasn't it The Chronicles?
I think it might have been called The Chronicles.
The Chronicles of Indiana Jones.
Yeah, or... because it's like he goes to Tutankhamun's thingy and like there's loads of bits and bobs.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I love the films Indiana Jones. I could always watch them over and over again.
And didn't they have a brilliant theme as well?
Dun, 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 dun. I've got it on my area.
Right. On your...
On my area.
On your area?
Yeah, because I play out tunes. I play out themes every Thursday. There you go. Dun. 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 I love it. Dun. 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 It's so good. It's so good. It's a classic. Harrison Ford is a brilliant actor, and he did Indiana Jones so well. He's got some good quotes as well.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's got hilarious ones. The one with the Temple of Doom, chick screaming, "Can you shut up for 5 minutes? I think I stepped on fortune cookie." "That's not a fortune cookie, kid." Just bugs everywhere.
Is that the one where there's a little kid that's driving the car and he's got blocks on his shoes?
Yeah.
So he can reach the pedals?
Yeah, that kid is actually in The Walking Dead. He's the pizza boy in it.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he's fully great. He's so good. He's a good actor in that.
Another movie.
Was it? G Whiskers, Mr. Jones? Where are we going? It's just like, oh, shut up, Shorty. I think that's his name, Shorty.
There's a Harrison Ford about you.
Yeah.
You're like a young Harrison Ford over there. Now, what was the other one? There was another film I'd seen numerous times and loved as well, with Eddie Murphy.
Oh.
The Golden Child.
The Golden Child.
Love the Golden Child.
Sweet Brother Numsky. I want the knife. My mum loves that film. Yeah,
I
remember
knife.
That one, yeah. I want the knife. My sweet brother Numsky.
Yeah, that was a good film. Yeah. Seen that all the way through numerous times.
It's a good film.
I mean, he made some great films. The Beverly Hills Cops, we've
Beverly
seen that.
Beverly Hills Cops, yeah.
We've seen that, the trilogy all the way through.
That is good, Beverly Hills Cops.
And what's it, Lethal Weapon as well?
Lethal Weapon, yeah, with Russell Crowe, isn't it? Is it Russell
Crowe?
No,
it's not
Russell
Crowe.
I'm thinking
Australian
wrong.
Fellow.
Yeah.
Oh, Mel Gibson.
That was it, Mel Gibson. I always get them two mixed up.
And the
both
guy... And
equal.
The guy that looks equal to Tozin, what's it, Danny Glover.
Yeah.
He looks like
the old cop, isn't he? The old six-shooter.
That's a great... Yeah. I've seen that numerous times.
Lethal Weapon 1 to 4.
Lost count of how many times he's actually seen it. And
have you ever seen Hear No Evil, See No Evil? The one where it's one of them's blind and the other one's deaf.
That's Pryor.
Yeah.
Richard Pryor, yeah. And the bloke that was in the...
Willy Wonka film,
which is another one I've seen all the way through a couple of times.
Yeah.
And one that just escapes me as well. But we'll take a break and we'll come back. Crikey, look, it's 20 to 1. Look at us. Look, two old blokes over a fence talking about films, eh? Now, we'll take that quick break and we will come back in two ticks and we'll talk movies and TV programmes that you can watch over and over again.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre. Our packages are great value, and we constantly check our prices to ensure we remain competitive against other providers. Call for a chat on 01983 240 240.
Need your appliances pack tested? Call the local experts, West White Audio. Reasonable prices and all-island coverage. Give Kelvin a ring on 0800 118 2484 for a no-obligation chat. Email info@westwhiteaudio.co.uk or follow the link on the Vectis Radio homepage.
Business Insight, a weekly programme of interviews and insights from some of the island's most respected business leaders on what drives their success, plus business news and information to help your business succeed in today's fast-paced and competitive business world. Mondays at 6:20 p.m. on The Evening Event with Darren Fernando. Also available for download and podcast online at vectisradio.com. Business Insight is brought to you by Jigsaw Sales and Marketing Consultants, driving business success.
White Trash World, the home of the island's very own skate brand, White Trash. 59 High Street Ride. It's open Mondays, Thursdays, Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 till 6 p.m. Not just about skateboards, it's clothing, gifts, shoes, books, DVDs and more. The island's only skate store, White Trash World. Ride High Street.
Hello, it's Dominic here from The Breakfast Show, and I need to tell you about a special event coming up this Saturday. You may have heard of it. It's a little event called Eurovision. Well, on Saturday afternoon, I'm here to get us all in the mood with a spectacular three-hour show. Who can forget some of the UK's great entries?
Let's go!
A message to your heart.
Well, we did the odd good one too, I think, once. So join me on Saturday between 2 and 5 p.m. and we can all get in the mood together in an all creepy kind of way. Oh dear, that's unfortunate.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
My name is Sam Tyler. I had an accident and I woke up in 1973. Am I mad? In a coma? Or back in time? Whatever's happened, it's like I've landed on a different planet. Now maybe if I can work out the reason, I can get home.
So I'm definitely going to go home and watch this later on this evening. I'm plump for that because my wife will say, what do you want to watch tonight then? I'm going to say Life on Mars. Let's go for a bit of Life on Mars, shall we? Two series, I think they made of that, three series of Ashes to Ashes.
Yeah.
Now, we're talking those TV programmes that you can watch over and over again. If you do want to give us a call, you can, 240666. We had someone that was on the phone just now, but unfortunately they couldn't hang on. 240666 if you want to give us a call. We've got plenty of messages to read out as well. And let's go to these details here. Joe Hamilton says Still Crazy, which is a great film. I've seen that two or three times. Went out and bought the DVD as well. Still Crazy is about a band that kind of got together. Then they split up because they had a bit of an argument. And Then they got back together again some years later. But it had a brilliant cast. It had Billy Connolly. He was like the leader of the band, if you like.
Yeah.
Producer. Then they had Jimmy Nail. Jimmy Nail was in the band, as well as another fellow that he used to be in another program, Off Vida Saint Pet, with Timothy Spall. Mm-hmm. Timothy Spall was an ooh-ah character. He used to play the drums.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely brilliant. Funny. And the music in it is really, really good as well. I actually went out and bought the soundtrack off the back of that. A.D. Hodgkinson says, Trainspotting, love it. Oh, I've never seen Trainspotting, have you?
No, I've never seen that.
So,
that kind of reminds me of Some Mothers Do Have Them. It sounds really kind of, like, feminine.
I think it's anything but
feminine.
I think it's quite an aggressive film, if I remember rightly.
It sounds really kind of like Trainspotting. Yeah. But, yeah.
Marion Mazzala Wayne says Carry On Films. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've got to be honest, my favourite Carry On film was Carry On Camping.
Yeah.
Not just because she loses her bra when she's halfway through.
Sure.
I just think that.
Well, I'm going to go home and research. That's what I'm going to do.
It's a green bra, I think. Marco Lucky Boy Newlands. The Long Good Friday with Bob Hoskins. Bob Hoskins at his finest. I've seen it once, but it's not a film that I would, go back and watch again and again. Debbie Simmons, I'm pretty sure I've seen this more than once, but bits of. Mm. Seen it all the way through once, maybe twice, because it's quite a long film. Dr. Zhivago. I can't remember who's in it now. Is that Omar Sharif, isn't it? I think it's Omar Sharif. He plays the main character. David D. Ballard says, 2001, A Space Oddity. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, yeah, Space Oddity. That's got the music. Dun, and it, like, it's slowly dun, dun, dun. I've got it as a theme thing on my area.
So which is the one that I'm thinking of? The one that goes, do, 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 do. Is that Close Encounters?
I have no idea. Okay. What is your theme tune there?
Who's this?
Hello.
Sorry, we pick up the phone and go, who's this now? We say, hello.
That's my saying.
This is Vegas Radio. Who are you? Is it Amanda?
Yeah.
Hello, hi. Amanda. How are you?
Really pleased. I've now finally finished year two.
You finished year two? Crikey, that went quick, didn't it? Ooh.
No.
Well, it did for us. So you finished year two of uni?
Yeah.
How many more years you got then?
I was supposed to be one more year.
Right.
I split year three into two more years.
Oh, right, okay. Well, it makes it easier, doesn't it?
Yeah.
At least you know what you're doing. At least you know what you're doing for the next 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So, we're talking films that you watch over and over again. I bet you've got some. And TV programmes as well.
Well, TV I don't really watch because I don't have the time to do it.
Right.
But films, yeah. I've got a few films I watch over and again. One of them, Phantom of the Opera. I know that off by heart.
Hang on. Is that Tom Cruise?
No.
Jared Tom Butler. Cruise.
He was in that, wasn't he? Phantom of the Opera, or was he?
No.
It was
that was Jared Butler.
Who's in that then? Who's in that movie then?
Got Jared Butler, Emmy Rossum. I can't remember who played Raoul though.
Musical? Must be a musical.
Yeah,
musical.
Right. Another one I've watched. What else have I watched about? Lion Kings. I've watched over and over.
Oh yeah. Wait.
I think what else? Demons I've watched a few times. I love Tom Hanks.
Mm. Oh, only Tom Hanks films.
Tom Hanks films are amazing. Green Mile.
I've only ever seen that once, but I want to see it again.
You're walking the mile.
It's got Ewan McGregor as well in it.
Yeah.
The one that he had out about a year or so ago, 2 years ago, when he was on a ship.
Oh, yeah.
Captain and the ship Phillips.
Gets, yeah, and the ship
I've only seen that
over.
Once, but I want to see it again.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic film.
Times.
Mm.
Yeah. What else have I watched? I haven't watched films for a while, actually, because I've been too busy. But
Interview with a Vampire is a good one.
No, I haven't seen that.
Is that Tom Cruise?
I think that is Tom. No, it's Brad Pitt, I think. Or is it Tom Cruise? It's
Harry
really
Potter
good.
Ones I've seen a few times.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, first one and the second one a couple of times. Mm.
Yeah. Just trying to think. I don't know. But yeah, it's all good.
So...
Yeah.
Go on. You were going to say something?
No, go on.
I was going to mention some Tom Hanks movies. I mean, the one with Big. Is it the one where he's a child and he grows big?
I've seen that a few times.
The one where he's got a dog?
Oh, another one I've watched a few times is Jack, which is the one that Robin Williams was in. And he plays this boy who grows four times faster than he's... supposed to.
Right.
And he goes through school. He's kind of like an adult, but he's like this 10-year-old trapped in a sort of 40-year-old body. And then he graduates when he's 17, but he's like a 70-year-old then. It's a really good film, actually. Quite emotional.
That sounds like a film that Mel Gibson was in when he was preserved, wasn't he? And he got out of this ice box and
Forever Young. I've seen that, yeah.
I've seen that a few times as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good film. I like that.
Yeah. If you get a chance to watch Jack with Robin Williams in it, it's really, really cool.
Well, I mean, Robin Williams is just a fabulous actor anyway. Isn't he? I mean,
Bicentennial Man is another one I've seen a few times.
I've not seen that. But
brilliant film.
The one film that stands out for me.
Can you help me, what's your name? Is Roosevelt. Roosevelt, what town are you stationed in? I'm stationed in Poontang. Well, thank you, Roosevelt. What's the weather like out there? It's hot.
It's Vietnam, isn't it? Good morning, Vietnam.
That's the one.
Little crotch pot cooking. Well, can you tell me what it feels like? Fool, what is hot? I told you again. Were you born on the sun? It's damn hot.
Damn hot. Yeah, no, that was a great film. That was Forrest Whitaker was in that as well. But
Good morning, Vietnam.
That was one of the.
And yet, I haven't seen that all the way through, actually.
Haven't you?
No.
Oh, you got
to. I've seen bits of it.
It's a great soundtrack. Mm. It's a really... Because you're interested in radio anyway, aren't you? So, yeah. I mean, you'd find it really, really fascinating. Yeah. Really, really fascinating.
He has to keep the morale up, doesn't he? Yeah. On radio, it's good.
Yeah. No, really, I'd recommend that one. We watched that with my son about... He would probably have been about 13, 14, didn't appreciate it one bit, didn't like it whatsoever. But he was another film that we watched together as father and son numerous times, Die Hard.
All the Die Hard
my
movies.
My brother's always watching those. I think I've seen those, because of my brother, I think I've seen them about 20 times each, and I'm like, I've fed up with those now.
The best one is the first one, in my opinion.
Everyone says that.
It's
perfectly positioned. The building, you can't get out.
Yeah.
Nobody can get in. Yeah. It's locked down. And he's just running around barefoot with a pistol, pretty much. It's kind of so good. It's brilliant. Yeah. And at the end...
My brother forces me to watch that because he's always watching that.
Rambo, that's a good one as well.
I've only ever seen Rambo once.
Oh, the second one's really good. The second one's brilliant.
Yeah, no, I've only ever seen it once, and I'm not really that kind of interested. What's the ones they're in now? You could watch them over and over again.
Expendables.
The Expendables.
They're all right. I've only seen the first.
It's three out. I've seen one and two twice, but we're waiting for number three.
I love Arnold in the second one. The little smart car.
You mentioned Arnold. Now, Arnold was a character that was in Different Strokes. Do you remember Different Strokes, Amanda?
No.
He was the little black chap. I think his dad was white, and he adopted these two black kids. One was called Arnold, one was called Willis, and he was like very, very small for his. He never made 5 foot in real life. He died a virgin at age 42 a couple of years ago. It's a really, really sad story.
Oh.
But he was in this comedy series, and he played like he would have been about 12, 13, and he was playing an 8-year-old. Because he just didn't grow. He was very, very small, but he was just so funny. Mm. And he had the cutest face ever. And he would just come out with things like, "What you talking about, Willis?" And that would be the catchphrase of the show. So if you ever get the chance to watch Different Strokes, only about 25 minutes an episode, well worth it, because it's just fun stuff. And you could watch it over and over again. And Janet Jackson, Michael Jackson's sister, was actually in one of the episodes. They made about, I don't know, 300-400 episodes.
Wow.
And played Willis's girlfriend for a number of years before she was before she got famous as a pop singer. But that's
sure.
One program that was any more, Amanda?
There's probably loads more. I can't think of them right now
Well, it's nice to hear from you, and I'm glad that you've done all right with your first couple of years, and good luck with the next two, and please stay in touch.
I will do.
Take
care.
I'm
hoping to come and see you soon.
Well, cool. I hope so.
Yeah, and I've got Race for Life in a month. Not Race for Life, Hero Ride in a month's time.
Give it a plug.
justgiving.com/Amanda28.
Brilliant. Thanks, Amanda. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, look, how things have changed over the years. I just typed in to Google, into YouTube, Good Morning Vietnam, and all I wanted was a Good Morning Vietnam, and that's all I wanted. But I've got the film, and it's come up,
and you can watch it right now.
And it's now, and it's 2 hours 25 minutes long, but the picture is crystal. How incredible. I mean, you don't even need to go out and buy it. It's there on the internet, which is just, you know, and I say, there it is. You just type in. I might go and watch any film I like this afternoon. What Ruthie says, Ruthie Bennett says, the NBC Dracula series, I never tire of it. I've got to be honest, I've never seen it.
Dracula? No, never got into the
Not
Dracula
really into
series.
The Dracula thing.
No, sounds good though.
I like Penny Dreadful. There's a programme called Penny Dreadful at the moment. There's lots of nudity.
Oh.
Billy Piper's always naked in it.
Oh, nice.
Now, I could watch that over and over again, not because I like Billy Piper, because it's a fantastic series. Billy Piper reminds me of someone out of the Banana Splits. If you do a picture of her, do a Google search of Banana Splits. I think she looks like Beagle. It's either Beagle or there's Drooper. See, the Banana Splits were another programme I used to watch over and over again. and the cartoons like the Hair Bear Bunch.
Yeah.
They only made 16 episodes. And if you go back in time and check out Scooby-Doo, they probably only made about 15 episodes of Scooby-Doo as well. But we would watch them over
and over again.
As kids.
That's the same as like American Dad, South Park, Family Guy, The Cleveland Show.
Yeah,
it's over and over. There's a film here that I've got that I think a lot of people might like. The Mask of Zorro, that's one.
That's with is that Banderas?
Yeah, Antonio Banderas. Yeah,
right.
And Kill Bill, the Kill Bill series, the theme tune from that.
Kill Bill. Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
Whistling yeah. Bill.
And there was also. Oh, Tarantino films, man. Just do it.
I tell you, there was a film. It was a Tarantino film. He made a cowboy film. Is it Django? Just something. Django?
Django, yeah.
Django
Unchained. Yeah, because he plays. It's Antonio Banderas in that, isn't it?
It may have been, yeah.
Because he walks into like town with just a suitcase and he just starts going crazy killing people.
Which is the one where he's Banderas, there's a film he plays a cat.
He plays a cat?
He plays it. It's, crikey. Puss in Boots?
Oh, yeah, Antonio Banderas played a cat in it. Puss in Boots, yeah.
What? No, what was the programme? There was a film, it was a cartoon, it was an animated film.
Was it?
Where he actually plays that there's. Is it Shrek?
Yeah, yeah.
He's in Shrek,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, that's what I mean, Puss in Boots, yeah. He's in Shrek, yeah.
I could watch Shrek over and over again as well. Shrek,
Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, hey. Yeah.
Ice Age, all those colourful stuff. I could watch that over and over again.
I think animated series like that, or animated films, are so good because anyone can watch them.
Hmm.
And that's the thing, like, you know, most adults just love, like, for example, the whole joke simulation thing about it, like, kids would be like, okay, what did he say? But adults would be like,
All right, okay, we're going to finish off with some messages from people. Catherine Michelle Snazel says, Carry On Films, Quadrophenia, Robin of Sherwood, Last of the Summer Wine. Keep all of those.
Yeah, Last of the Summer
Wine. Apart from the Carry On Films. Where Eagles Dare, says Martin Pibworth. The Great Escape, Tora, mm-hmm. Loads. The Great Escape, see, he always gets caught up, and his bike always gets caught up in the barbed wire, and they get captured. I couldn't watch that again. Philip Pyro Petty says, Bottom, Star Trek, Doctor Who.
Oh,
Jan Kent says, Sound of Music. Mike Lucas, Fistful of Dollars, another great movie. Yeah, you could watch that all over again, couldn't you? The others in the series, Can't Beat a Good Cowboy Story, Dirty Harry, Make My Day, Punk.
Yeah.
That's.
You gotta think now, how many shots did I fire? 5 or 6? Do you feel lucky, Punk? Yeah. Yeah.
All right, okay, look, that's it. We've run out of time.
John Wayne films as well. John Wayne films.
Do you know what? It's funny you should say that because we used to watch them all the time when we were kids.
I still watch them.
We
brilliant.
Used to call them cowboying Ingy Bums.
Yeah.
And Ingy Bums, I don't know why, whether we had a speech impediment or we just couldn't read or what, but that's... And he was just great.
He was.
In movies.
Mm.
And as a kid, you always looked up to someone like John Wayne.
Yeah.
And then you found out his real name was Marion.
Yeah.
In real life.
And then just that love for him is gone. Just...
Oh, wow. We went for a trip down memory lane and all those programmes that we're now going to go and watch and again.
Yep.
Thank you for being there, peeps at home. Thanks for your messages. And thank you to Amanda for calling in. Thank you for being there, Brandon. And we're going to change seats now and you're going to do the afternoon show.
Oh, I'm
going to
be so tired after it.
Worn out, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, it's 1 o'clock. Thanks for being there. We'll be back on Monday, Bank Holiday Monday. And stay tuned in between because there's some fantastic people doing some fantastic shows on Vectis Radio.